Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Tube Talk on WRCA Radio, 1330 AM.
Keep me warm.
don't need no overcoat. I'm burning with love. Now that's a song. This is Tube Talk. I'm Paul Burish. That was Mildred Bailey with Red Norvo leading the musical accompaniment. That's an Irving Berlin song. And I'm glad you joined us tonight. Welcome aboard. And you know, kids, it's getting cold up here in Boston, and that's why you heard Mildred Bailey warbling her chilly little song. And you know, we're rolling into the winter season, believe it or not. Time is flying, as they say, and we've got Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's rolling at us like a Chattanooga choo-choo. Oy vey. It seems like a little while ago I was complaining about how hot it was in the subway and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Who wants to come in? Hot time in the city, all of this. And hey, you know what? It snowed a few days ago. So, as they say, the older you get, that clock just keeps whizzing by. But I'm glad, you know, you're here for an hour or so. We've got some music tonight. And, you know, the holidays are really just around the corner. And to prove it, I've gotten some email concerning holiday music. So imagine that. So I guess whatever we did last year was sort of a hit. People seem to enjoy it. So we'll see what we can do to end the year around here. And, you know, maybe tonight we'll do a little cold weather music. Maybe not holiday themed yet, but, you know, maybe we'll go with a little cold weather. We'll have to see. Stay tuned and you'll find out. Hey, please email us, you know, tubetalk1@gmail.com. If you have a question, comment, reaction to what you hear on the show, if you're startled by anything that goes on here, please certainly let me know what it is. I'd love to hear it. You know, even if you just want to say hi. Hi, Tube Talk. You know, that's okay, too. Tell me where you're listening, how you're listening, over the air, you know, on the computer. It all helps me get an idea of who the audience is and what the audience might like to hear. And just to remind you, you have truly grabbed a glass of Radio Gusto. Thanks for tuning in to Tube Talk.
Ragtime, talk about your ragtime, ragtime.
Ragtime.
Talk about your ragtime, ragtime. Love that ragtime, ragtime cowboy Joe.
He always sings swinging music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in a saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Ragtime, talk about your ragtime, ragtime, talk about your ragtime, ragtime. Love that ragtime, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Time Cowboy Joe, that is a perfect two-minute song by the ever-versatile Joe Stafford. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Hey, let me run something by you, okay? If you really want to make your life exciting, have you ever thought about joining an antique radio club to learn more about the coolest hobby on the face of the planet? The world of antique radio. I don't know if you have or you haven't, I would strongly suggest, if you would like to find out about a nifty antique radio collecting club in your area, because see, we cover all of New England, the New England Antique Radio Club, and that's NEARC.net. Would love to have you check out our website, get some information on upcoming events. You know, the dues to join Radio Club, NEARC, $6 gets you an internet subscription. So you get radio news, you get a nifty newsletter, you'll get information on all our events and upcoming extravaganzas, interesting articles in the newsletter about radio, radios, the people who fix them, collect them. And you'll also get information like this. Shh, don't tell anybody. This is kind of early, but I'm going to fill you guys in. That's the old whisper here we have. Anyway, as we've talked, the time is flying by, the clock is ticking, and it's almost time for Radio 45. And what, may I ask, is Radio 45? I hear you scratching your heads. Radio 45 is one of the largest antique radio shows on the East Coast during the winter. It is coming up Sunday, February 16th, 2014. Over 100 tables, 60 dealers of fine quality antique electronic merchandise awaits you at the Westford Regency Inn and Conference Center, 219 Littleton Road, Westford, Mass. Again, that's Sunday, February 16, 2014. It's an early event, 8 a.m. until 12 noon. Buyer admission to get in is a paltry $10. You can check us out. Check it out at NEARC.net for more info. We'd love to see you. Something to do during the wintertime, because you do get a little house happy up here, you know, in the greater Boston area. Who knows what kind of a winter we're going to have? Get out of the house. Come on down and see us. We'd really like to see you. We'd love to. That winter weather.
There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do miss. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter or finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm. We'll be right back.
That's the distinctive sound of Benny Goodman, Peggy Lee, and Art Lund on the vocal. And you got to watch out for that winter weather, especially if you're a listener up in the more northern parts of the U.S., because it is going to be baby cold outside pretty soon. And just remember, folks, when your radio calls for a new vacuum tube, select a Westinghouse Reliotron tube. They're pre-tested at time of packaging, reducing costly and aggravating callbacks for the serviceman. This is Tommy Dorsey. From 1937, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, The Song of India.
The way you wear your again. the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way take that away from me.
No, no, they can't take that away from me. That's Tex Beneke and his orchestra, a George and Ira Gershwin composition. Was recorded in 1949. The vocal work by Glenn Douglas. That's somebody you don't hear all the time, but you'll hear it here, right here on Tube Talk. That's Jimmy Dorsey. A little equal time there. We had Tommy Dorsey a little earlier. Jimmy Dorsey, the Jersey Bounce. And that's from 1942. So, hey, you know, pretty soon the malls and stores are going to be packed, mobbed. You'll be in that coat. And, you know, one of the things that drives me crazy is, you know, we bundle up, it's getting cold, and you go into the mall or any store, and it's got to be 103. It's so uncomfortable. The heat is cranking. You're in that hot, big, puffy coat, and you're starting to sweat, and you get woozy, and you get dizzy. And you start to wonder, is it all a big conspiracy? They're making me so uncomfortable, I'm just going to whip out my credit card, buy anything, just to get out of this place. Well, you know, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. But anyway, if you were around in 1941, thinking about something for the holidays, how about an RCA Super 8 Model 28X? Experience super tone with the 9.25-inch Ellipticon speaker, 8 RCA Victor preferred type tubes, overseas dial with spread band tuning, American and foreign reception, 2 built-in antennas, AC-DC operation. Folks, it's almost too exciting to pass up. Get to your RCA dealer and don't come home without one. It's getting cold. Did anybody say it was getting cold? Margaret Whiting said it was cold.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now
break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if
sir.
I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
great. I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Ooh, baby,
it's cold.
That's Margaret Whiting and Johnny Mercer. And Johnny Mercer says it's cold outside. Margaret Whiting says she just can't stay another bit more. And anyway, that's a great song. That's a classic duo. A Capitol recording right here on Tube Talk. WRCA 1330 AM over the air and online on the WRCA website. We sincerely hope you're enjoying our musical presentation tonight, and what could be more exciting than listening to me? You know, don't answer that question. We missed Veterans Day, you know. So here it is. Salute.
marching home again. Hooray, hooray. We'll give them a hearty welcome then. Hooray, hooray.
All the men will cheer and the boys will shout. The gals dress up and they'll all turn out.
And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
Get ready for the Jubilee.
Hooray, hooray.
He'll get three cheers from you and me.
Hooray, hooray.
Uncle Sam will prove he's still the champ. He'll close up shop and break up camp.
And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching
Well, you've heard that one before, and I'll tell you right now, you'll hear it again, as long as I'm hanging around here on this show. That song's got swing, baby. And not only does it swing, I really like the message behind it all. Salute a vet. Say thank you to our men and women who have served us and continue to serve us. That message is brought to you by me, Paul Burish, your host of Tube Talk. That's Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Tex Beneke, Marion Hutton, and the Maudineers. Baby, it don't get no better than that, does it? I don't know, maybe.
Home cooking, home cooking.
Oh, woe is me, what goes with me? I hate this living I've chose for me.
Tired of meeting misery. Should have never roamed and left that
home cooking, home cooking. Life is cruel, I was a fool to roam.
I climb this hill, I try this dale, and then I step on a rusty nail.
Never even get no mail. She's so far from all that goes with
home cooking, home cooking. I'm afraid I should have stayed at home. With a porch light, screen door, banner from Niagara Falls, green grass, lawnmower, home sweet home up on the wall. That's home cooking,
home cooking. Quiet life's quite the life for me.
Al. I want to keep him in my corral, but he says he's just a pal. Never comes around to try my home cooking, home cooking. Life is cruel, I was a fool to roam.
When I go out, the sun goes in, the rain comes down and it soaks my skin. Jonah is my next of kin. Darn the luck, I should have stuck with home cooking, home cooking. I'm afraid I should have stayed at home.
With the crickets chatting, summer nights you sit on the lawn, dog wants patting, 9 o'clock you start to yawn. That's
home cooking,
home cooking.
Quiet life's quite the life for me.
Thank you.
shave and a haircut, 2 bits. Well, hey, you know, that's home cooking. Bob Hope and Margaret Whiting. And you can be the judge. I don't know if Bob Hope has a better voice or better jokes. But you know what? That's just one of those questions in life. It's better off that you decide for yourself.
Where's that smile? Where's that glow? Where's that happy face that I depend on so? Or didn't you know? It makes me feel time you smile, you get me warm over. Sometimes I feel kind of out in the cold, but then I touch your
absolutely gorgeous, very nicely sung, a Frank Lesser song, sung by the master himself, Andy Williams. Remember, folks, only Philco gives you these features. Music on a beam of light, the Philco automatic record changer, stroboscope pitch and tempo control, amazing improvements in home recording, brand new for 1942, our tilt front cabinet, the exclusive Philco FM system. Only Philco has it. 1942, another leadership year for Philco Radio. And remember, folks, Philco all the year around. You know, I come on the subways a lot of times to the station, more times than not. I take the subway. And the subway is a fascinating place. If you think about this, it, you know, we all care to an extent. Most of us care, somewhat. Well, more people than not care about their appearance. So before we go out, you know, we check our hair, shirt match the pants, what about the shoes? Females generally tend to be more concerned about the fashion of the day, whether things match, etc., etc. Don't go out of the house dressed like that. Did you ever hear that one? You know, your parents, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. I'm not letting you out looking like that. So, you know, we put a certain amount of work into our personal grooming and our attire before we venture out into that great wide world. And, you know, it all comes together for me on the subway. So, you know, we've taken this time to make sure we look halfway decent. Then you get on a train. And what happens on the train? Everybody wants to look at you, but nobody wants to be seen looking at you. And then from your point of view, you know, you need to be aware of what's going on around you. You need to be checking these people out. But how do I do it so they don't think that I'm looking at them? Because you know what could happen on the subway if somebody sees you looking at them. You know, I mean, a horrible thing could happen. Eye contact, that momentary glare, that uncertain, very uncomfortable shift in your seat feeling that sometimes you get if you feel someone is staring at you. But, you know, the subway is an interesting place to observe human nature and to observe human beings. You know, we're crammed in there, couldn't be any closer. We've got to look at everything, but we can't look at anything. You know, and it's just one of those ironies of life, you know. I mean, I don't know if you've ever taken the subway and felt that way. You might think, you know, he's finally lost it. It's Tube Talk, vintage radio program. Well, why are we talking about the subway? Well, you know, occasionally I feel compelled to go on about these things, especially if it's some type of a thought I have on the way over to the station. So that's all I have to say about that. And, you know, I hesitate to mention this email because, I don't know. I really didn't know if I should share this. I get an email from somebody, Middle Atlantic, we'll leave it at that. Does someone write the material you use on the show? You know, the things you say. And, you know, this is all I can say to that. Do you really think somebody writes this stuff? Come on, get with it. Yes. Burt Camfort. Tenderly. You know, that's what the world needs now, is more music like that and more antique vintage tube radios with that rich, warm sound emanating from that beautiful wood cabinet, a dial so nicely lit, the tubes glowing gently in the background. Think of the peace and civility that would be brought to this world. Well, anyway, you know, that's my view of things. Thanks for listening tonight, gang. I really appreciate it. This is Tube Talk. You can reach us at tubetalk1@gmail.com. And, you know, if they can start putting up tinsel at Home Depot the day after Halloween, I can do this tonight and get away with it. Oh, maybe I can't. I don't know. You be the judge. I really like this one.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring.
That's the Temptations, and soon it will be bedtime.
May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today.
May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Every cloud.
what you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet.
Till we
Good night, gang. Thanks for listening to Tube Talk. We'll see you next week.